This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Talia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Talia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Talia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Talia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-TALIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So as many of you have heard, the U.S. Supreme Court has blocked a Louisiana law that requires abortion providers to have admitting privileges. Now, the U.S. Supreme Court stopped this, and it was a law that would have possibly shuttered Louisiana abortion clinics because abortion providers would be required to have admitting privileges at local hospitals. Now, in a late-night message, this happened last night, the Supreme Court ordered that the admitting privileges law be put on hold pending the timely filing of a petition for the High Court to act on the law itself. It would immediately expire if that doesn't happen. If a timely petition is filed, then the stay remains in effect until the High Court rules on the law. So basically what they did is tell everybody to hold the phone. They didn't want abortion services to stop while this was being decided, you know, and contemplated. And again, Chief Justice John Roberts decided to vote on the liberal side of things, and it was a 5-4 vote. And he sided with Stephen Breyer, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Sonia Sotomayor, and Elena Kagan. Now, Justice Brett Kavanaugh, the newest member of the court, who has replaced retiring Anthony Kennedy, wrote a dissent to the ruling. Apparently that was 10 times longer than the majority remarks, and he argued that doctors would have a 45-day period to attempt to obtain admitting privileges as required by the law, and if unsuccessful, the court could revisit the issue. He said if the doctors, after good faith efforts during the 45-day period, cannot obtain admitting privileges, then the Fifth Circuit's factual predictions, which were made in the context of the pre-enforcement challenge, could turn out to be inaccurate as applied. So basically he's saying, but there was a grace period. Only one of the state's three abortion clinics currently would meet the admitting privileges requirement. The critics of the 2014 law argued that it would shutter the other two, effectively crippling access to abortions for thousands of Louisiana women. And, again, that's a question that I think a lot of us have, whether you're pro-choice or pro-life. Why are thousands needing abortions? What are we doing wrong in terms of birth control, in terms of education, when you have thousands of women needing abortions? And I understand, in rape, you know, it's unforeseen, all the, you know, sequelae that can happen, but I don't think the majority of these are rape victims. I think they're unplanned pregnancies. Again, would like to know the numbers. Same thing with incest. People say, well, you know, I'm for abortion in terms of rape and incest. But how many thousands does that comprise? So, you have three abortion clinics in the state, and they have to service thousands of women. Why do all these abortions need to happen? I mean, you know, that's why there's a lot of controversy. You know, if years ago it was, you know, a couple a year, we probably wouldn't have seen this Roe v. Wade and this, you know, but, you know, we had, I think the number in the 80s was 1.5 million abortions being done a year. Now I think the number's in the twos, 2.3 million abortions being done every year in America. That, you know, starts to make people feel a little uneasy, especially for those of us that think it's a life after conception. So why the admitting privileges? Well, the admitting privileges was brought up One is, I think, because it was a way for people to be able to fight this. I mean, the problem is, you know, if somebody goes at it, say, look, I think it's a life, we're against it. Nobody, you know, that just, that argument doesn't work. So people that are pro-life and that want to, you know, put a stop to some of these abortions, they have to then fight fire with fire and they have to go the legal route. And so one way to do that is, well, all right, let's put more restrictions on the doctors so, you know, that prevents them indirectly from giving abortions. Now, in terms of, though, admitting privileges, to me, that implies that when you do perform an abortion, all right, and for many, it does involve a surgical procedure. Some people can take medications. Others need a dilatation and curettage where they suction, dilatation, curettage, where they open it up. They're able to suction, curettage, you know, clear out remaining fragments. I have seen some cases of abortion. Some, it's rare, have some major complications. And so if somebody has privileges, then that means that that doctor, that OB-GYN, etc., can then take care of them at the hospital. Then this is something that could be done. You transfer the patient, then that doctor could take care of them at the hospital. It also implies that if somebody got privileges, that they are an upstanding member of the medical community. There's a unspoken rumor that many people that perform abortions are ones who failed in medicine, because those who were successful in medicine would have a successful OB-GYN clinic. Not always the case. You have some people that really want to help women who have unwanted pregnancies, and they dedicate their, you know, they want to dedicate their career to that. So then the question lies, well, then if they're upstanding and, you know, fantastic, you know, physicians, then they should already have privileges somewhere. The problem is the average doctor now doesn't necessarily have hospital privileges. I didn't. I didn't continue my hospital privileges because I didn't have time to go to the hospital. Why would I do that? So it just because you don't have hospital privileges does not imply you're a bad doctor. And so people argue, well, if there is a complication or a problem stemming from the abortion or bleeding, you're going to send them to the hospital, and then they'll have to go and be taken care of by the hospital or the emergency gynecologist on call. So I get why it does make it easier for the patient if the doctor performing the abortion also has privileges at the nearby hospital. But I also understand how, you know, it might be an overburdensome step. So we'll see what the Supreme Court later decides. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's 7-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
We're back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So measles outbreaks are being reported across the United States. We've heard about this now. Apparently, this condition that was possibly eliminated back in the 90s, you never saw measles. I think I only saw one case. It was a case of somebody who was vaccinated. It was working in the ER in Lake Havasu, and there was a kid that came in with measles, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I mean, you look like the textbook. Didn't you get your vaccines? And the mom goes, yeah, he was vaccinated. It was a mild case of measles, but I was like, well, huh, maybe the vaccine wasn't that good, or because it was live attenuated, maybe he came down with it. But it was the only time I ever saw it. And I guess now there are multiple states with issues of the measles, and I think they even found what they call patient zero in the Washington state measles outbreak. Apparently, state health officials say the first person to contract measles in the latest outbreak was somebody from outside the country. That person, according to state epidemiologist Dr. Scott Lindquist, came into contact with a large group of unvaccinated children. He said all those kids that were unimmunized went to public places, like IKEA, Costco, and a Portland Trailblazers game. There are 50 confirmed cases in Washington State. It's very, very contagious, this virus. We're being here in Nevada and Texas, multiple states. And the Houston Chronicle reports a cluster of 5 new cases in the greater Houston area. And they say the confirmed measles cases thus far to date, being reported by NOLA, is about 84 cases this year. That's according to the CDC. And they say measles outbreaks have been reported in California, Colorado, Connecticut, Georgia, Illinois, New Jersey, New York, Oregon, and Washington. Now, they say the majority of people who are infected were not vaccinated against the disease. Now, they say the majority. So, what's going on with the minority? They still got measles even though they were vaccinated? So that kind of raises some questions, but that's not apparently a big story. Again, I'm pro-vaccine, but I don't want, you know, the media to put the attention on something and kind of forget that there could be something else here. This idea of we vaccinating our kids and they're still coming down with measles, do we need to relook at our measles vaccine? Maybe there needs to be an additional booster. Right now, we give our measles vaccine when they're 1, and then we do a booster when they're right before kindergarten, or, you know, when they're 4. So maybe there needs to be an additional booster. I don't know. I'd like to know more about the vaccinated cases. The unvaccinated cases we get, but that's what all the media attention is about, those that are unvaxxers or anti-vaxxers. I'd like to know what's going on with the ones who are vaccinated and why they're getting it also. Because maybe some of the people that aren't getting vaccinated hear that even the vaccine may not protect them, so they're like, well, what the hell am I doing? Not that I'm saying that's, you know, appropriate, but still. So, last year, the agency reported 372 measles cases across the U.S., involving 2 cases in New Orleans. Those cases involved unvaccinated adult patients who were infected before traveling to the U.S. They say Louisiana had not reported any confirmed or suspected cases so far this year. All right, and that's coming out of Louisiana. So, vaccination rates, okay? The measles is a viral illness. It's viral. And you start getting a high fever, cough, runny nose. Your eyes could become kind of red and white and, you know, it could look kind of, you know, drippy. But then you get a rash. And the rash spreads across the body. And the rash, it could kind of take sometimes 10 to 21 days after you being exposed to measles to get sick, which is why it's so hard to kind of chase these down and figure out who, you know, who gave you what. Because if you went to Disneyland 3 weeks ago, you usually have forgotten about the trip already. So not that I'm saying you're going to get measles from Disneyland, but, you know. So now, I guess Washington has been debating a bill to ban vaccine exemptions. Now, from what I understand, the latest is they're going to table it. But state representatives are calling to end personal and philosophical exemptions. And Washington is one of 18 states that allows exemptions. Washington State is proposing a bill, they say, to ban vaccine exemptions, but it's right now just kind of holding off. Monica Stonier, state representative of Clark County, there's a Clark County in Washington, just like there is one in Nevada. Clark County, I guess, has about 51 cases, 13 more suspected cases, is sponsoring a bipartisan bill that she hopes will curb these rates. The bill would have every child at the public and private school in the state licensed daycare receive the MMR unless they have a legitimate medical or religious reason not to. She said, right now, my city is the hotbed for this outbreak. Now you see why I would like to know a little bit more about who is getting the measles during these outbreaks. I would really like to know what percentage. You know, when the media reports the majority of them, does that mean 99% of these measles cases were unvaccinated kids or adults? Or does it mean 50.00001? Because they're about to legislate, right, to avoid ban, to, you know, not to ban exemptions. Well, if a good number of these cases are people who did vaccinate, I would say just hold the phone for a second here. Now, Stonier said 78% of under 18-year-olds are vaccinated. But that's 10% lower than the ideal. So we're seeing less and less people get vaccinated. They say anti-vaccination movements have grown across the country in the last decade. And I think the World Health Organization has cited that as a, you know, a global threat. And it's prompted panic in the medical community. I am nervous about it. I am. I think we really need to sit down and figure out how we're going to educate parents and come up with, you know, the concerns, you know, and try to address their concerns. But for vaccinations to work, it can't really be an optional thing. So states that allow parents to opt out of vaccines are Arkansas, Arizona, Colorado, Idaho, Louisiana, except they don't allow religious exemptions, Maine, Michigan, Minnesota, Missouri, except for daycare, not public school, North Dakota, Ohio, Oklahoma, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Texas, Utah, Washington, and Wisconsin. Now, some states revoked the allowance. That's Vermont, California, Missouri, and West Virginia. So the vaccine for the MMR is about 97% effective. That's what they're saying. But those who are unvaccinated have a 90% chance of catching measles. So you get your first dose at a year, second dose between 4 and 6 years old. And they say before the measles vaccine, we'd see 500,000 cases each year with 500 deaths. But in 2018, the CDC reported 349 cases confirmed in 26 states. So this is the second greatest number since measles was practically eliminated back in 2000. So where people want to know, well, what does this have to do with me? This is going to be a huge test. Actually, one of you had asked me months ago, is it a Republican or a Democratic idea to mandate vaccinations? I don't know. I can't say that for sure. I'm under the impression that many of these recommendations are coming from the Democratic side. But that's not why I want people to oppose it. Okay, being against vaccines or pro-vaccines should not be a Republican-Democrat thing. Lord have mercy, please don't let it be a Republican-Democrat thing. There are people that they line with the Democratic philosophy and they will oppose anything that they think has an R related to it. And the last thing we need, and vice versa, is somebody not getting vaccinated because they want to show that they're pro-Trump or against Trump. Okay, that's stupid. Don't go there with that. However, I did find it a little confusing that if the government mandates that you get vaccinated and you have something, you know, put into your body, you would think the ACLU would be more involved. And the ACLU usually tends to run liberal. So that's why this is a very cloudy political campaign, because it's, you know, on one end, you know, we want safety for our kids. We want herd immunity, where if everybody's vaccinated, then the virus and the disease doesn't really get to, you know, do much. And then if there is a child that can't get a vaccine, if nobody else is sick because they've been vaccinated, that child will then have some sort of protection. So that's what we're going for. However, every now and then you hear of some rare side effect, rare side effect to a vaccine. And to convince every single parent in our beautiful country that you need to take your healthy child in and give them an injection may not be that realistic. So, yeah. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker says he has not discussed the ongoing Russia investigation with President Trump.
As I said earlier today in my opening remarks, I do not intend today to talk about my private conversations with the President of the United States. But to answer your question, I have not talked to the President of the United States about the special counsel's investigation.
Georgia Republican Congressman Doug Collins says this whole hearing seems to be a bit of a sideshow.
When we look forward into this hearing today, we're going to have plenty of theatrics. Bring your popcorn. I'm thinking about maybe we just set up a popcorn machine in the back, because that's what this is becoming.
An Idaho nurse is pleading guilty to one count of tampering with evidence in the murder case of Colorado mom Kelsey Barrett. Crystal Kennedy told a judge that she will testify against the victim's fiancé, Patrick Frazee. The National Enquirer is launching its own investigation into Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos' claim that the tabloid tried to blackmail him. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, Ted from Russell Stover here. Listen, guys, we are great at a lot of things. Memorizing football stats, brewing craft beer, mounting TVs. But remembering Valentine's Day? Not so much. Luckily, I'm here to remind you to get your Valentine chocolates from Russell Stover. Just swing by the store, grab a heart-shaped box, and give it to someone special. Easy enough? Good. Because that's all you gotta do. Just, don't forget. Russell Stover. Make happy.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So for those of you who are diabetic, it really sucks. Being diabetic really, really sucks. Your body doesn't produce enough insulin, or if it does, the insulin may not be working as well. And then, unfortunately, you have to rely on medications, a very, very strict diet, check your sugars frequently by poking your skin, bleeding onto a little strip, and checking that multiple times a day. And for some of you, needing insulin injections. And since the dawn of time, people have been asking, when can there be a pill for insulin? Well, we've had trouble making a pill for insulin. Insulin will completely degrade in the stomach acid. And we need to make sure that you get exact, consistent amounts. We need to have the predictability of the amount you're going to get. And we have been unable to figure out how to get insulin to you by the gut route until now. So, according to AP News, scientists have figured out how to hide it inside a pea-sized pill, creating a swallowable gadget, kind of inspired by a tortoiseshell, that can inject medicines from inside the stomach. Not only could this work for insulin, but it could also work with other medications. They said patients usually prefer oral treatment, comply with it better, but many times these pills can't survive the harsh trip going down the digestive system. So this new invention was reported Thursday by a Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT-led research team. And it's been tested only in animals so far, but if it works in humans, wow. They say it's like a miniaturized rocket launcher for insulin. Scientists have spent decades trying to develop oral insulin, replacing these daily shots. And I know many of you have actually had to have pumps implanted in you where, so you don't have to keep injecting yourself. It just, you know, is already fitted, already embedded in your skin where it could do the subcutaneous shots for you on its own. But again, that's very, it's the fact that you still have to have something, you know, put inside your body, it's frustrating and foreign. So they've been spending decades trying to develop oral insulin and replace at least some of the daily shots that many people with diabetes require. So how do you protect the insulin from the digestive breakdown? How do you protect it from the acid? How do you protect it from the enzymes? So this ingestible injection could work, and it'll allow insulin to absorb through the wall of the stomach. That's according to Dr. Giovanni Traverso, a gastroenterologist at Boston Brigham's and Women's Hospital. They say the way this works is it travels down the esophagus in seconds, is the stomach within a few minutes when you get the drug. So basically, it has to land in the right spot, even if you're moving around. So they said a tortoise, the leopard tortoise from Africa, can, if it gets flipped onto its back, it could flip over. You know, people always wonder, okay, well, you know, if tortoises flip over, like if they're having sex or whatever, not that that's how tortoises have sex, but anyway, if tortoises on their back, how do they get back on their feet? So apparently they studied the leopard tortoise in Africa, and they said it could right itself if it's flipped onto its back because it's got a special steep curve to its shell. So researchers crafted a miniature capsule with a similar shape and a weighted bottom, so that once it reaches the stomach, it will automatically roll into the right direction to latch on. So do you get that? It has one area on it that will administer the medicine. I mean, you would think something all completely round would work, but I guess it doesn't necessarily. But so it needs the part that has the injectable unit to be able to face the tissue. So they had to engineer it such that it could roll and whatever. Then the team designed a microinjector, like a needle only made of dried insulin compressed into a sharp point. So this microinjector had to be super small. So to power it, what they did is they bound a tiny spring to a hardened sugar disc. So basically there's sugar holding it back. Once that sugar dissolves in the stomach or from fluid or whatever, it releases the spring, and then jing, the stomach gets injected with the insulin. It's fascinating. I mean, the engineering of this, it blows my mind. It's fascinating. Stomach acid is also sugar. The spring pops, insulin gets shot. And they say in pigs, the ingestible injection lowered blood sugar to levels comparable to standard shots. Once the insulin was absorbed, the capsule made of stainless steel and a biodegradable material floated free and was excreted. So it's clever. It works. Here's a problem. It works on an empty stomach. You have to make sure you take it on an empty stomach. Nothing could get into the way because you don't want it to land on your piece of hot dog. Traverso said that means it might one day replace morning insulin shots. But here's the problem. Many of you need insulin right after your meal. So, that won't work. So it might work for your morning insulin. But for some people, they're like, well, if I still have to buy the insulin, and if I still have to give myself a shot, why have two separate things? Now, beyond insulin, this could work pretty nicely. There's other medicines, you know, that you might need to. What if we have to treat gastric cancer? Or treat colon cancer, intestinal cancer, pancreatic cancer? Getting into the stomach could be really, really advantageous. So the other thing I like is this direct idea of getting medicines directly to something. You know, what about like ulcers? You know, we take a medication for the ulcer. It's really interesting how we do this. We take medications. They start to dissolve. We hope that the majority of it will decrease the acid production in the stomach before it starts to move. Usually stuff stays in the stomach for a couple hours, right? You swallow something, your dissolving starts. Well, your digestion actually starts with your fork and knife. Then it's your teeth. Then it's your saliva. Then you swallow it, it goes down your esophagus. The esophagus has smooth muscle that moves things down. And then it lands in the stomach. And then in the stomach it sits there for a couple hours. Then it goes to the intestines. With the intestines it could be there for a day or two, because there's a lot of small intestine. And then the large intestine, it could be there for a day or two, and then you poop it out. For some of us with faster transit times, we may, you know, go through a day or two. For others, it may be longer. And so, a lot of us have ulcers and gastritis and things like that. Sometimes these point-directed, these medications that could just land and do what they need to locally, you know, might be a more effective way to go. You know, same thing with infection. You know, we take so many oral antibiotics. Well, what about something, you know, like let's say like strep, all right? And, you know, we have a lot of penicillin resistance. Well, if strep is affecting the throat, why don't we make a gargle that allows the antimicrobial to stick after you gargle it onto the tonsil and in that area, and then exude a certain, I don't want to use the word chemical, but a certain substance that makes the habitat for bacteria not grow so well. And I wonder if we could treat a lot of strep throat that way. Now, true, sometimes bacteria can, you know, evade and spread, etc., which is why we do the antibiotic. We want to knock it out and prevent rheumatic fever. But, you know, I think the idea of it doesn't always have to be a pill. You could do some direct contact type treatment might be, I think, a way to go, especially when we have to deal with these superbugs and these resistant medications. So just a thought. All right, when we come back, mosquitoes. If mosquitoes are on diet pills, they may not want to bite you and spread malaria and Zika. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Detoxify, lose weight, and restore balance to your body by simply drinking tea. Surprised? Dr. Miller's Holy Tea can help you feel better and even lose weight, because Holy Tea is a unique herbal tea blend of all natural ingredients specially formulated by Dr. Bill Miller. Call this number, 888-660-7039, or click drmillersclinic.com. Take the first step toward better health. Drink tea from Dr. Miller's Clinic.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, mosquitoes. Mosquitoes cause rampant disease. Malaria, Zika, dengue, West Nile, the list goes on. And they do this not because they want to come after you. It's because they're hungry. And they want your blood. Mosquitoes are blood suckers. Now they land on you, and they have some sort of a mechanism where they suck and blow. And the way they do this, so you don't feel it and shake them off, is they blow a little anesthetic into you, plus some other chemicals to help, you know, dilate the blood vessels so they could get a good, juicy meal. So you actually don't feel them on you. And that's why, you know, an hour later you see bug bites going, wait a second. Why didn't I feel them on me? Well, because they injected an anesthetic. So they inject this anesthetic. They then get the, you know, their meal, their blood meal, nice and juicy and pumped and ripe and ready to eat. Like, and then they feed on you. And then they go to the next host, the next person, inject a little anesthetic. There's the blow. And then they go into the suck portion of their aspirating their meal. So scientists trying to figure out what to do. They find that the female ones usually do a lot of the feeding. They find that the animals are very amorous and are around during dusk and dawn, which is why they recommend we avoid mosquitoes then. But they're still having a hell of a time figuring out how to make them not want to feed on us. Now, we'll use spray. We'll use DEET. We'll spray our clothes with, you know, we'll put permethrin, we'll use so many different barriers, which help, but they don't always cut it. Then they tried to genetically modify mosquitoes, and we're a little nervous about how that turned out, because rumors have it that's why we had the big Zika epidemic a couple years ago. Apparently there were a whole bunch of genetically modified mosquitoes sent out in Brazil, and that apparently ends up later being the epicenter of Zika. Now, I'm not saying that caused that, but we have to be really, really careful when we kind of mess around genetically with these mosquitoes. So if they want to eat and they want to feed, scientists are like, well, what if we make them less hungry? So they gave them diet pills. It left them feeling full and bloated, and they didn't feel like eating. That's according to U.S. researchers. And they think this technique could be used to prevent illnesses like Zika, yellow fever, and malaria. And this was published in the study in the journal Cell. The researchers are from Rockefeller in New York City, and they conducted their experiments on the Aedes aegypti mosquitoes. And the Aedes aegypti mosquitoes are the same ones that, you know, pass Zika, malaria, yellow fever. And the female ones are the ones they bite. And I forget how the males eat, but the females are the ones that usually bite. And they are very, very attractive to human beings. And our blood contains the protein which they need to produce their baby mosquito eggs. So these women, these mommy mosquitoes, they're doing it for their babies. Once fed, they don't really want you, and then they go and they may not even need another blood meal for days. So researchers gave the mosquitoes a saline solution containing the diet drugs, and they found that their appetites plummeted. And they dangled a bit of nylon stocking full of body odor belonging to the study author Laura Duvall. And they dangled it in front of them. They then tested all the mosquitoes' neuropeptide receptors with the drugs and discovered which particular one was responsible for controlling and switching off the mosquitoes' appetite. So if they could figure out how to switch off their appetite, then we could control their feeding behavior and hopefully prevent them from biting and spreading disease. Remember, they're not spreading disease on purpose. They spread disease accidentally because they are just trying to feed. They say researchers also identified a different compound rather than a human diet drug, which would not be suitable for use in the wild. That could actually turn the insect's appetite on. So apparently the researchers say we're starting to run out of ideas for ways to deal with insects that spread disease. And this is something that no matter how technologically advanced we get, how modern man gets so advanced, we aren't going to be able to supersede nature. That's what's so tricky about this. We can very easily get taken down by bugs. And, you know, I don't understand why we underestimate the power that, you know, we think, well, you know what, that's okay because, you know, we have antibiotics. Antibiotics don't combat Zika. You know how scared we were a couple years ago? That women were having babies with hardly a head? This microcephaly that these babies were getting from being exposed to Zika by their healthy moms was some of the most scariest thing that anybody has seen. And what did we have to treat it? Absolutely nothing. Nothing. And so, you know, what do we do? How do we approach, you know, the zoonotic diseases, and which we lump these into, these things that are carried by bugs? You know, we talked about the deer, the zombie deer disease. We have a whole bunch of now deers dying from the zombie deer disease. It's looking a little bit like mad cow. And do we have a treatment for it if it hits humans? No, we don't. So that's a problem. And it doesn't matter how advanced we are, we may not be able to lick it. So, you know, they're trying their best, but I really caution them to be careful how they try. Because, you know, sometimes the more you try, the more you mess things up. Los Angeles City Hall is being overrun with rats, we're being told. According to the New York Post, rats are running rampant outside and inside Los Angeles City Hall. City officials are racing to get the infestation under control because of a terrifying typhus outbreak. The rodents have turned up dead in the building's ceiling. They're scurrying around City Council President Herb Wesson's office, according to the LA Times. Outside, a rat was recently spotted gnawing through a pumpkin put out for a decoration at the building's Halloween party. Now, Halloween was months ago, so I'm not sure what's going on there. In November, City Attorney Elizabeth Greenwood contracted typhus while working in the office. She said, "It was terrifying. I thought I was going to die and couldn't figure out what was wrong with me." She has yet to return to work because she's afraid of, you know, these rats. And also these mice, unfortunately, can also contract plague. So some of you will say, "Well, wait a second, you got a bunch of politicians running around the place. How do they tell the difference between a rat and a politician?" I'm sure the exterminator or whoever is in charge will, I'm sure, figure that out. But it's probably going to take, you know, an act of Congress. So this typhus disease spreads when fleas bite the rats. They then become infected with a type of bacteria. And then humans could contract the illness through the same flea bites or the feces of the infected insects if it gets rubbed or scraped on the skin. So rodents carry disease, sometimes even worse than mosquitoes. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOLLAR.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.